I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here with Jim Alcove, CEO and co-founder at Oleria, the company building a world where every organization is trusted to protect the data of all people. Learn more at Oleria.com. Evolution Equity TV is brought to you by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. To learn more about Evolution Equity Partners, visit evolutionequity.com. Jim, welcome. Great to have you on with us today.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here.
Jim, you have an outstanding background. I interviewed you previously when you were the chief trust officer at Salesforce. You were a major contributor there, as you have been at other companies. I know you spent, I think it was over 16 years at Microsoft in security leadership positions. Give us the 30,000-foot view on your background.
Yeah, I've had a very fortunate career working at on some amazing projects at some incredible companies. I got my career start at Microsoft right out of college, and that's where I really got my introduction to security. I started by working on internet payments in the late 1990s at Microsoft, which led me into working on some of the earliest multimedia digital rights management systems, again, security-related technologies. And as you sort of fast forward through my 17 years at Microsoft, I was the chief security officer for Xbox, where I had the incredible opportunity to sort of build a end-to-end security system from silicon inside of the hardware all the way through a completely re-engineered back-end cloud for Xbox Live as part of the launch of Xbox One. And then I had the great fortune of being able to take all of the work and the learnings we had from Xbox One and bring that and really rebuild the foundation of security for Windows as part of Windows 10 by bringing a lot of the innovation that we built in Xbox to the Windows platform and we launched all of that in the Enterprise Edition of Windows 10, which was able to become the fastest commercially adopted version of Windows in the history of Microsoft. I made the decision to make a change and shifted to work on the Internet of Things. And so I joined Google in its Nest subsidiary, where I led product engineering and security at Google for some time. I had a chance to launch their first outdoor camera at Nest and also build the Google's home security system, Nest Secure. And after leaving Google, I joined Salesforce. And really, this was the opportunity for me to shift my career from being a product development person to being a security operator, which was a really refreshing new perspective. And I joined Salesforce as their chief trust officer, where I spent 5.5 years as their chief trust officer, really completely rebuilding the cybersecurity infrastructure for Salesforce, you know, growing a team from 200 to about 1,700 over my 5 years there, having a chance to build things like Hyperforce, which is Salesforce's multi-substrate public cloud security infrastructure. So I've really had a great opportunity to build a lot of things, and now excited to take all that experience and found and build Oleria.
Well, with all of your experience, Jim, I could see you going in, you know, so many different directions. And even within security, there are so many challenges that we're faced with. So what was the inspiration for starting up Oleria?
As I said, I transitioned into this operator role while I was at Salesforce. And that gave me a very different perspective on the challenges that CISOs face every day. I got to live their reality for 5.5 years and the challenges that the current generation of cybersecurity tools really leave for practitioners. And the area that I felt the most underserved, despite having spent enormous resources on it, was in the area of identity. Identity teams are forced to integrate 5, 6, 7 tools together today on their own to make an identity system work end to end. And they still lack comprehensive visibility into all of the access in their enterprises. And they really, everything is still incredibly human manual labor intensive. And so I was not seeing the outcomes that I really wanted to see as a CISO. When I retired from Salesforce, during my time off, this challenge continued to sort of haunt me. So I took some time to, you know, meet with a lot of my colleagues who were cybersecurity practitioners, other CISOs, but also with some of the CEO friends of mine from some of the top cybersecurity companies, and really asked them if they saw the same sort of underserved gap in the market that I saw and whether the way I was thinking about it was really right. And fortuitously, you know, they saw the same problem I did. And that led me to sort of, you know, starting what is now the next act in my career, which is building a solution, you know, to that here at Oleria. And I see this more as a mission for me than just starting a company. It's about how do I leave the world in a better place from a cybersecurity perspective than it was when I got here.
So Jim, I ran into you a few months ago in New York City at the Evolution Equity Conference, and we got talking a little bit, and I asked you about Elyria. And as soon as you said identity, I thought, oh, not another startup, not another identity company. I mean, I know this space, we cover it. Once you got going, though, and I don't want to steal your thunder, you had such a compelling message, and then you gave a presentation there. So I don't want to put words in your mouth. Tell us about Elyria and exactly what you're doing, because it is very different.
We started Elyria because we believe that existing identity detection technologies are letting practitioners down. They're not allowing organizations to achieve the security outcomes that they need in terms of reducing security risk, mostly because the existing generations of identity technologies are built from an IT management and compliance lens. They're not built from a security risk first lens. That also explains why still a significant percentage of companies' identity is not managed within the cybersecurity organization. It's managed within the IT organization. We think that there's a different approach that allows companies both to address their security risk and at the same time allow their business to accelerate at the pace of business. And that's really the future that we're trying to build in Elyria. We think of it as that future as two things. It's adaptive, meaning that the access that every account, whether that represents a human being or a piece of software, should have just the access it needs at the right time for the right duration and nothing more. As security practitioners, many of your listeners would know, we would think of that as the principle of least privilege. And it's something we've been talking about for a very long time, but most of us really struggle to get there in our organizations. And the other thing that we believe that needs to happen with the future of identity technologies, they need to become autonomous. And when we started the Elyria, this was actually a much less common thing to be talking about. But I think with the advent of artificial intelligence, AI-based orchestration, the innovation that's been coming out of OpenAI, I think the world is opened up a lot more to a true autonomous future. And we see intelligent software managing access for organizations rather than human beings sort of clicking manual workflows, which really represents the state of the art in most identity systems today. And so how do you get there? And I think you have to build a platform that supports, three big things. You give people visibility. You have to give them insights into what's going on in their access. And finally, you need to give them action, the ability to do automated remediation. And that's really the core of the product that we're building in Elyria.
So have you given any other CISOs a peek under the hood? Have they had a chance to look at this, and what's their feedback?
We began building the product about a year ago now, and we took it to our first pilot customers in the beginning of September of 2023. And the feedback's been very, very positive, both by the customers who've used it, but also all of those CISOs that we've been, prospective customer CISOs that we've been demoing the product to, as we continue to accelerate our go-to-market journey as a company, pivoting from purely being in pilot to now be, selling to commercial customers and, getting ready for our broader GA announcement. I still consider myself a CISO. I'm the founder of a startup, but you can take the CISO out of the company, but you can't take the CISO out of the person. And so I think that one of the things I enjoy the most is getting out there with the community. As part of running our go-to-market motion, I get a chance to sit down for dinners in various cities around the country with practitioners from some of the largest organizations and really understand what's on their mind, and both get to share what we're doing at Elyria that we think will help them, but also bring my background as a practitioner, because I also think that we all get better by learning from each other. And I feel that it's my obligation to give back, having been successful at CISO, to help others make their program successful, even if it's not directly related to Elyria.
So I mentioned meeting you at the Evolution Equity Conference in New York City. How do you know Richard Seewald and Evolution Equity Partners? How did you meet them, and how involved are they in the business now?
Evolution has an incredible reputation as, the largest cybersecurity focused VC fund, and their reputation precedes them. They have an incredible track record of investing in high quality companies that are producing incredible results. My personal connection to Evolution comes through Tahir Okamal. Tahir has the unique distinction of being the person who was the first contact I had at Salesforce as I was considering joining as the chief trust officer, and large part bears a significant responsibility for me joining that organization. And he and I partnered together there over 5.5 years to really lead the transformation of that cybersecurity program together. So I couldn't have been more thrilled about raising our Series A with Evolution Equity Partners and the follow-on investors from our previous round, Salesforce Ventures, Tapestry VC, and others. Being able to partner with Taher again on this journey, when you're building a startup from the beginning, it's a very close quarters environment. And so being able to work with people that you know you have a good rapport with and you're able to have hard conversations with and get to the best outcome for the business and the customers, that's the kind of partnership I have with Taher. And Richard's been an incredibly rich supporter of us since we've joined up with Evolution. So I couldn't be more thrilled about the partnership we have there.
Taher is incredible. I was so happy to meet him for the first time in person, having followed him for so many years. And in fact, he just came on our podcast recently because we're producing a series on the history of the RSA conference. And he was at the very first conference back in 1991 when it was just a small group of cryptographers. So really a special talent in our industry. I want to ask you about something I read about Illyria, and I was surprised to see this so quickly. I mean, you're a very young company and you've already been named a built-in best place to work and best startup to work for in Seattle. I mean, that's a big achievement in such a short period of time. How important is that, having that type of culture for your employees?
The famous saying is culture eats strategy for breakfast. And I think that culture has been, incredibly important at Illyria since the day we started, before we started the company. The very first document I wrote about Illyria was the values that I wanted to have, for the company. And my co-founder and I, Jagadish Kunda, worked on the company's values and what we wanted this organization to execute like, what we wanted it to feel like for our employees at the very beginning. And we've invested very, very heavily, both personally and financially, over the course of the company's life to make sure that we're building an organization where people feel like they can do the best work of their career and they can bring their full self to work every day and feel respected and supported for who they really are.
Jim, an exciting story in such a short period of time. I know there's going to be a lot more about Illyria in 2024, so I hope you'll come back with us later in the year and give us an update.
I couldn't be more excited to do that. It's an incredibly exciting time to be working in cybersecurity, and I think this year we couldn't be more excited to be at the forefront of really pushing what we believe the future of identity is, which is adaptive and autonomous.
I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. Evolution Equity TV is brought to you by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Visit evolutionequity.com to learn more. You can keep up with all of our media at cybercrimemagazine.com.